You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is, October 10th, 2021, something like that. I hope you had a good week. I had a week off from the podcast, essentially, aside from producing the Discord server chats, which are going very well. So I highly recommend that anybody that's listening join the FWA Discord server that is linked in the front page of the website. It's a sticky post at the front of the website that has a link to it. I highly recommend it. It's been very educational. We're making improvements all the time to it. One intriguing new factor on the Discord server is a confessional, an anonymous confessional channel on the server that you can post, you know, secrets and things and get advice anonymously. So that's kind of nice. So I don't know. It's a lot of fun, and we're learning a lot, and we're sharing a lot. So I think you should get on board. What the fuck are you waiting for, you know? I had kind of a rough week last week. And part of it has to do with what I'm going to talk about today. So, you know, the situation with the alphas in Canada has probably been, it's been one of the most critical things that's ever been on the website. It's a sprawling saga at this point. It's 2 years of, you know, posts and drama in some cases and incredible things that have happened over those 2 years. I'm talking, of course, about Masters Jin, Master Nick, and Master Matt from Canada, who own Seven Faggots, okay, between them. And all Seven Faggots are living faggots. Master Nick has two, Master Matt has three, and Master Jin has two. And they're all three straight alphas, okay? And they came to learn about faggot ownership through this website, fagsworshipalphas.com. Master Jin was the first one who he was the initial one who came to me asking about his roommate, Chin. He thought that he might be a faggot, and he wanted my advice, and I advised him, and Jin took ownership of Chin, and it was through Chin faithfully serving Master Jin that Master Nick saw that and wanted that worship for himself. And so he began using faggots. And then Master Matt came along and he wanted the same thing. And so he began using faggots. And they have honestly pioneered the way a straight alpha can own faggots. It's been truly revolutionary, in my opinion. My chronicling of the journey of those three alphas and their seven faggots has been critical to the website, to understanding hierarchy and how it works. It really helped me, because I served straight alphas for years, but from seeing it on the from the outside and helping them and instructing them, trying to advise the alphas and the faggots from the outside, helped me to really solidify a lot of things that I teach, you know, now on the website about hierarchy. It's made me a better faggot just from experiencing it and you know, working with them. So suffice it to say that the story is very personal to me, okay? I'm in chastity right now because of Master Nick, essentially. I did that to honor him at one point because to me at that time, he was the epitome of the straight alpha owner of faggots. And he had a very level head. He was always the kind of example that people would want to follow, you know. But, you know, all three alphas are straight, okay? And so females have come and gone over the course of the last 2 years. And each one has tried to incorporate females where they could or however they could and keep their faggots because they've come to understand that faggots make them better men, give them the opportunity to be gods, okay? And that's very attractive to them because they're apex alphas, you know, and apex alphas want worship. And faggots will give them that worship that they crave. And so, but it's been an uneasy thing for the three alphas to incorporate females because obviously a lot of females don't want their boyfriend, future mate, or whatever to be fucking faggots, right? And I get that, you know, but, you know, they had their heart set on finding a girlfriend that would accept this part of them, you know, because they were not going to give up the faggots. You know, that had been their attitude. Well, Master Nick, over the last few months, it started early summer. He started seriously dating a girl. And he was not really talking to me very much. And whenever I would get a hold of him, it would be very brief conversations. He really wouldn't talk to me or respond, and it was unlike him, you know. And, you know, the faggots were, his faggots were coming to me and expressing, you know, concern about the way he was acting, you know. And the months went by, and I began to get a little frustrated by it, okay. And it kind of culminated in this situation several months, or well, a month and a half ago or something, where Master Jin decided he wanted to have all the family, okay, all three masters and all seven faggots, go to a cottage for a week and have a vacation together and fuck and do all the stuff that they, you know, and enjoy a week of break, you know, together. It was a wonderful idea. And Master Jin was going to pay for it all, you know. It was a very nice cottage, you know, really a wonderful opportunity for everybody to just get a breath, hang out, relax, whatever. Well, Master Nick asked Master Jin if he could bring his girlfriend along. And I blew my top at that point. And so did Master Jin, for that matter. And I went off in print on the website in a rage against Master Nick for being so fucking stupid. I mean, obviously, you would not bring your girlfriend to a situation where the whole thing is set up to fuck faggots in a cottage together, okay? You don't bring your girlfriend. That just kind of illustrates how far gone Master Nick's mind was at this point, okay? And I was reprimanded by some alphas about that. And I made a formal apology on the website about my outburst. And, you know, I was kind of hoping that things would not go badly at the cottage, you know. But Master Nick decided that he wasn't going to go down with everybody else, that Master Matt would take his faggots down to the cottage and that he would join them halfway through the vacation so he could spend some time with his girlfriend, which didn't make Master Jin very happy because he had put up a bunch of money and Master Nick was basically saying, look, I got to spend time with my girlfriend. You know, I can't go to the cottage at the last minute. And I certainly was not happy, okay? But I kept my mouth shut, which is very hard for me to do. Well, I didn't end up writing about that thing. It went pretty well for under the circumstances. Lots of fucking going on. They all had a pretty good time eventually. Master Nick eventually showed up at the cottage, and they got drunk. And Master Nick and Master Matt got into a giant fight. Now, I didn't find this out immediately. It's like pulling teeth with these guys sometimes, getting the truth out of them. So I finally managed to get some of the truth out of them. Apparently, well, here's what happened. Last Monday, I got into a long conversation with Master Matt. And Master Matt was drunk. And he was crying, and he was upset. And his faggots were contacting me at the same time and saying, there's something wrong with Master Matt. He's very upset, and he's crying. We don't know what's wrong, you know. And I was getting it out of him. And it stems from that trip that they all took together. When Master Nick and Master Matt got drunk and got into a fight, the fight was about Master Nick accusing Master Matt of being gay and in love with his faggots. Now, Master Matt was obviously really shaken up by that. And it took a lot for me to reason Master Matt back, you know, into stability again. Because Master Matt said, I don't feel like I'm gay. He said, Nick told me that I'm gay and that I'm in love with my faggots. He goes, he was asking me, is it okay if I care about my faggots? Does that make me gay? You know, am I wrong? Is there something wrong with me? And he was very upset about it. And this is kind of like what happens with straight alphas when they're using and owning faggots and then they fall in love with a girl. They lash out in ways that they don't really understand, you know. And it's obvious, you know, that Master Nick was basically projecting his problem that he was facing onto Master Matt and hurting Master Matt as a way of coping with his own insecurities or, you know, questions about himself. I was hurt for Master Matt. Because Master Matt has become an amazing apex alpha. He is an amazing man. He has come so, so far from where he was when I first met him. And Master Jin and I both are like, Master Matt is amazing now, you know. Master Matt is still a straight alpha male, but he owns faggots, and he loves the worship of his faggots. He loves the ownership of faggots. He loves the day-to-day caring for his faggots as his property. The way a man might rub a diaper on his favorite car, okay? He cares for his faggots because they're his personal property. And he loves that process of owning a faggot or three faggots and having them worship him and serve him. He's not doing anything wrong, and he's not gay. He's not even bisexual. He's straight. He finds females to be sexually attractive. He wants to be with them, you know, because he has a heterosexual sex drive. And this is the kind of conflict that happens within a straight alpha male when their natural sexual interest toward females conflicts with their enjoyment of faggots. And I've experienced this twice, for sure, in my life. I can pinpoint. One was with my first alpha when he fell in love. And then another alpha a couple years later when he fell in love. Both with their future wives, I might add. So it was, I wasn't tossed aside for just anybody. But it caused a lot of conflict. So I know what I'm talking about, I guess is what I'm saying. But no matter how much I reason out everything, and I understand it from a psychological standpoint, you know, I like I said, I've lived it and experienced it as a faggot, and I understand it, you know, from a clinical standpoint, I guess. I cannot tell you how disgusted and disappointed and saddened and angry I am at Master Nick. I don't even want to call him Master Nick anymore. He's just Nick. Because in my mind, he has stepped back from what he was. He's taken a giant step backwards as a man by lashing out and hurting an apex alpha like Master Matt and causing him to stumble and doubt himself. All because Nick is not man enough to look at himself and his life and take responsibility for it. I mean, can you imagine the stupidity of a person who would point a finger at Master Matt and say, "You're gay because, and you're in love with your faggots because, and you're not straight because you own faggots," while he is owning faggots himself. Nick owns two faggots himself. And he's trying to have a double life. And he wants to cast aspersions on Master Matt. That's bullshit. And I don't care if I'm out of line. Okay? I am not going to stay silent about this. Nick is wrong. He is 100,000% wrong. And I've lost all of my respect for him because of what he's done to Master Matt. I am disgusted to my core. I'm not saying that Nick needs to give up his girlfriend. At this point, you know, he seems to be making a choice there to stick with her over everything else. He wants to throw away friendships or whatever, you know, over this girl. It's happened a million times, a billion times. But, you know, I don't care. He can do that, whatever he wants. But he needs to understand that two faggots live with him and are still serving him. And they're his responsibility. And he is basically shirking his responsibility as an owner. These two faggots gave up their life for him. They're in chastity because of him. They serve him. They've surrendered themselves to him and his needs. And this is how he acts. It's reprehensible, it's disgusting, it's immature, and I abhor it, okay? I would feel better if Nick gave his faggots up to Master Matt, or Master Matt's got another alpha buddy that is interested in owning some faggots. I think Nick should give up his faggots. And he should go the way of Nicola, who, if you are a reader of the site, you know that Nicola was also an alpha using faggots, and he decided to run off with a girl and whatever. I think Nick should do the same thing. Just disappear with your girlfriend, whatever. You'd be better off than having these two faggots out there in chastity, not knowing what to do, being left to their own devices because you're too much of a gutless coward to do what's right. That's just how I feel about it. But again, apparently Nick doesn't have the strength of character that I once attributed to him. You know, he's made a lot of great decisions, but this is a catastrophic one, and it's intolerable. And it, honestly, I've been soul sick about it all week. I wish Master Matt was not so far away, because I just want to kneel and kiss his feet and tell him that he is right, and that he is appreciated and he is worshipped, and that he is a true, straight, apex alpha. But I can't, you know. Now, my heart has been hurting all week because he's hurt. And, you know, maybe Master Matt can forgive Nick. I don't know. Maybe Master Jin can. They're better men than I am, you know. But I've invested 2 years. 2 years, day in and day out, week on week on week, countless hours of conversations, helping Nick, helping Master Matt, helping Master Jin, helping the faggots, trying to help everything work, you know, chronicling them. I've gotten them cash fags, you know, things like that. I've put a lot of effort into that, because I believed in it. And I know what works and what doesn't work. And for Nick to show this kind of weakness, this just gutless weakness, it just turns my stomach. I can't tell you how much it turns my stomach. And this podcast episode here is basically me standing up for Master Matt against whatever Nick is doing. Because Master Matt is right, and Nick is 1,000% wrong. Okay, so I apologize for this particular episode, but I had to kind of get it out of me because it was just poisoning me, you know. So I know I'm going to get reprimanded by Master G probably and others, but it had to be said, you know. So please forgive me for doing the wrong thing, I suppose, but first and foremost, you know, Master Matt and those faggots, they're mine. They're my brothers. They're my masters. And I'm not going to have them hurt by somebody who's a coward and too fucking stupid, apparently, to look at his own life and learn from it. Anyway, thank you for listening to this. And, of course, you're free to comment your opinions on this subject. I may write a companion post to it. I don't know. I've tried to start one a couple of times, and it comes out wrong. And so I needed to kind of put this out there, you know, and let it kind of sit. So thank you for allowing me to do that. Anyway, I will let you go. And I will talk to you soon. I love you. Bye.